Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's now at noon on Wisconsin's Midday News.
We're just about 20 minutes away from Milwaukee Public Schools announcing a major update on the district's lead stabilization work. The district has been working for more than 10 months to eliminate lead dangers from nearly 100 schools across the city of Milwaukee. The superintendent, the mayor, and the city health commissioner are all on hand for this big announcement. While they haven't officially revealed the big news yet, we can tell you this. I went to the district's website right before the show and looked up the progress reports. All school buildings are now cleared of lead hazards. That's ahead of schedule. Great news. Earlier this year, the district completed its first goal. Adam, you'll remember this. It was to clear all buildings built before 1950 that serve elementary students. The second goal, with a deadline of December 31st, was to clear all buildings built before 1978 that serve elementary school students. On the district's website, there's a column for schools that have been cleared of lead hazards and a column for schools that still have work in progress. All schools now in that cleared column.
That's incredible, considering how quickly we've kind of turned things around since Superintendent Caselli started back in March.
Yeah, and this is a huge deal, too, because it's a lot of work. I mean, it's about the health of the kids. It's about the health of the staff. It's a lot of work. Those schools had to be cleared by the Milwaukee Health Department. So this is a big and important update for MPS and the district's kids.
What does the future look like for public affairs broadcasting in Wisconsin? Well, water's a little bit murky on that front right now. You may recall the story from last month. Wisconsin Eye, which for 18 years has essentially functioned as Wisconsin's version of C-SPAN, they went dark this past Monday due to a lack of funding. So all that archive footage and any videos of government activities at the state capitol, that's now not available. Well, a group of Democratic lawmakers now are pushing to fund a replacement product. Under the democratically authored plan, the Office of the Public Affairs Network would be created and tasked with providing unedited live video and audio. They'd receive $2 million a year in state tax dollars from the general fund to fund their operations. I spoke with one of the authors of the bills a few moments ago, Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit. He tells me finding a WSI replacement will be a top priority for the state Senate to begin 2026.
I think there's bipartisan interest to do something to preserve public coverage of government meetings, but I don't know that there's agreement right now on what that should look like. This has to be the number one item on the agenda when we come back in January, is making sure that everything else we do in January is actually available to the public to watch.
Last month when I spoke with WSI CEO John Hinkes, he told me the organization was working to lower a match requirement, receive an endowment from the state to continue their operations, but that work has not progressed. In fact, they only had raised about $250,000, and that was used to cover some of their outstanding costs. The new office would also need to find a way to get all of that archived content that's currently offline. It is currently slated to transfer to the State Historical Society if WSI permanently shuts down. So we'll continue following this story very closely as we head into 2026.
That's a lot of historical content. I'd love to know the numbers and how many people were actually watching some of those feeds and taking a look at the video. I feel like here in news, we do that. But
every
for
day.
You, our fans, the general public, I'm kind of curious how many of you actually paid attention to Wisconsin Eye. Well, coming up, President Trump delivers a primetime address to the nation tonight. He'll be coming to you live from the White House starting at 8. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president will discuss his accomplishments since taking office and what he plans to do over the course of the next 3 years. The president has been working to highlight his record heading into what's expected to be a tough midterm election year. You can hear the president's address live right here on 620 WTMJ starting at 8 tonight.